Well, you're gonna pray for.
Oh, yeah, shoot, man. I'm trying not to. Hello? Hello? Yeah. Well, I will tell you, you already know this, they're really cool people. Now, when I say that, I mean, when they're with us at the MERS, they're just really cool people. You know, I don't mean like Fonzie or nothing like that. I wouldn't have done that.
That's okay.
Wow. God, I'm thankful that you've made a connect. I believe it's a divine appointment, Lord God. I don't think it's by chance that we've come across one another's path, Lord. And they've been such an encouragement. Lord, they just are. Wherever they go, they're an encouragement. And Father, I want to speak a blessing on their lives, on their marriage, Lord. I speak to their finances, their resources, Lord. But Father, they carry a burden. It's not a burden that weighs them down, although at times it does, but it's a burden to pick up the mantle that you put in their hands, Lord God, and to run this race well. And so I speak to both of their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I speak wellness and soundness and wholeness, Lord God. Lord, those things that attack their body that would cause them to maybe have a stutter step, I rebuke that right now in your name, Jesus. We take the authority, Lord God, as your ambassadors, and we declare, Lord God, that they will run with strength in their legs, Lord God, strength in their limbs, Lord God, but more than that, a strength of heart, Lord. God, this is a work that you're doing inside of them, Lord God. Now, I know that numbers aren't important to you. But I want to declare, if you will stay the course, that God will add. Now, they may not be found in these four walls, but I want to tell you that church is changing. Church is changing. Church happens outside of the four walls as much as it does. In fact, even more. In fact, it has a greater impact if we have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart to understand what God and these are doing. Father, here is a couple that is willing to do whatever it takes, but I'm asking God, first of all, that you encourage them on the inner man, first and foremost, Lord God. Let them know that what they're doing has eternal value, Lord God. It's not just something temporal they see here and now, Lord God, but it's eternal, Lord. And remind them of faces, show them faces, Lord God, in the days ahead, of lives they've impacted, Lord God, that have gone on to pursue you, Lord God, and do exploits in your name, Lord God. For Lord, they are not only sea, but they are water and ground, Lord Jesus, where people can come and be planted, Lord God, and watered and can grow. No, I see this. I see you sending people out. I see you sending people out. It's not your desire to hold on forever, only for a little bit, because of your emotional attachment. But you see beyond that. You see that God has so much more to do. And so I see you scattering seed, even freely giving it. People coming to purchase what it is that you have. And I don't mean that in the natural. I sense that in the spirit. There's something very unique that you carry. It's the ability to sow and to release good seed in good soil, and the rain of heaven comes to water the ground and brings forth fruit in its due season. Be faithful. You will always be faithful, but I'm just declaring, be faithful. And Lord, I speak a blessing on this place here, Lord God, and on the walls. I'm asking that your very presence literally permeate the walls and literally stay and be stuck. Holy Spirit, I pray that anybody who walks even in proximity of this building, Lord God, can't help it, but they'll be attracted and come in to see, what's that vineyard thing? And open their eyes and their ears, Lord God. And everyone here today, Lord God, will serve to share your word. In Jesus' name.